Rabbi Nathan now is going to summarize the whole Torah that we're learning and show how it's all included in a fabulous story in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Yomov Shaloisoi Tzadik, throughout the entire life of that great Tzadik, Choni Hamagol, the Gemara says he struggled with the statement, B'shuv Hashem Eshiva Sion Hoyinu Kecholmim, that when Hashem brought the Jews back from the Golus Bovel, which lasted 70 years, we felt like it was a dream. Omar, Choni Hamagol said, Mi ikodanayim shivin shnin? Who could possibly sleep for 70 years? What do you mean a dream? This was 70 years. So this was a big question in his mind. Is it possible for somebody to sleep for 70 years? The Gemara says, Yoim achad, one day, Havakozel burcha, Choni Hamagol was traveling, Chazyei lahu gavra denota charuva, and he saw a person planting a carob tree, a boxer tree. Note, this is timely, that Tu B'Shvat is in a few days, and one of the foods that they generally eat on Tu B'Shvat is carob. Partially related to this story, and also related to the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that when he spent the 13 years in a cave in Pekin, the Gemara says that this is what he subsisted on, carob and water. So now, Choni Hamagol saw a person planting a carob tree, Omar Lei, and Choni Hamagol said to Michdi, let's analyze this. Charuva ad shivin shnin loitoin. A carob tree for 70 years does not produce any fruit. Pshitoloch techaye shivin shnin? Is it simple to you? Are you sure that you're going to live 70 more years so that you're going to be able to partake from this fruit? Va'achlas minei, and you'll be able to eat from this fruit? Omar lei, so the person responded to Choni Hamagol, Ano alma becharuva ashkachte. I found the world, when I came into the world, there were carob trees. Ki hechi deshasli liavosi, just like my forefathers planted for me, ano nami shasli livnoi. I'm also planting for my descendants, for my children and grandchildren. This was the interaction. And then the Gemara says, Yosef kokorech rifsa. Choni Hamagol sat down and he had bread. He had a suda. Asile shinsa, sleep overtook him. Venayim, and he fell into a deep sleep. Hodra alei meshunisa, a huge boulder that was there surrounded him. Hashem made this boulder expand, in a sense, to be able to surround Choni Hamagol and cover him up. Ve'ichsi meyena, and he was no longer visible to people. This became like a cave. Venayim shivin shnin. And Choni Hamagol slept for 70 years. Kikom, when he woke up, Isar, he aroused himself. Chasi lahu gavro do'ocha mehu charuva. And he saw a man eating carob from that tree. Omar le, so Choni asked the person, Yodato man shaslei lo charuva? Do you know who planted that carob tree? Omar le, the person told him, Avu adaba, my father's father. Omar, so Choni said, Vadai naimili shivin shnin. I have definitely slept for 70 years. Chozo lechamre, de koyoldele ramche ramche. And now, Choni Hamagol saw his donkey, which had given birth to several generations of mules. Let's take a look in Rashi for a moment, on the side here. Rashi, Oysoi Tzadik, Choni Hamagol. This is referring to Choni Hamagol. Efsher, Bitmia. This should be said in wonderment, that is it possible for a person to sleep for 70 years? Mi ikedenaim shivin shnin klomar yesh odom yoshin shivin shnin b'shein achas? Can a person sleep for 70 years in one sleep, in one continuous sleep? Loi to'en, the tree does not produce, te'ino kamaisa, its first fruit. It doesn't bear its first fruit until 70 years have passed. Yosef, Choni Hamagol, Yochanan Hamagol sat down, to have a suda. Ahadrole mishunisa, also Sevivov Shein Hasela. The rock around him formed a covering as if he was like in a cave. Ichsi Meyeno de Enoshe, and now he was hidden from the view of people. Veloyashkechu Hasam, and no one found him there for 70 years. Ramche Ramche Vlode Vlodois, his donkey produced children and grandchildren, in a sense. Meuberes Zohar Hoysa, the donkey had been pregnant with a male, the Chozar Uboa Lehavoilido, and that male donkey that was produced ended up having relations with its mother and produced others. This is the Gemara and the Rashi. Now watch how Rabbeinu Zal explains this and uses this to include all the different concepts we spoke about before. Ki choyni hamagol hoyogodol mo'oid. Choyni hamagol was one of the greatest rabbis of the Gemara. Kamo yisham rusham besug yesu, as the Gemara says over there in Tainis, the kad hava'ayil lebei midrasha, when he would enter the Beis HaMedrash, kol kush yedahavu lo l'rabonon hava mefarek lehu. Any question that the rabbis had, he was able to solve it, to resolve it. Ki lo yehoyo shum ponim shel Torah nistar mimenu. Because none of the interpretations of the Torah, none of the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 interpretations of the Torah, were hidden from him. He knew all of them. V'al kein shoal, and therefore he asked, mi ikka denayim shivin shnin? Hainu she'eich efshir lipoy lebechin ha'shena, mikol hashovim shivim ponim. How is it possible for a person to fall into a sleep from all 70 interpretations of the Torah, meaning to disconnect completely from all 70 faces of the Torah, all 70 interpretations of the Torah? Kiaf she'ef she'lipol miponim echad oyoser, because even though I could understand that it's possible for a Jew to disconnect, to fall away from one of the faces of the Torah, or more, avol eich efshe lipol mikulam. But how is it possible for a Jew to disconnect completely from all 70 faces of the Torah, all 70 interpretations of the Torah, meaning to make a complete disconnect? So the Gemara goes on to tell, Chazi elahu gavra denota charuva. He saw a man planting a carob tree. Omar le, he said to him, Pshitoloch techai yeshivin shnin? Are you sure you're going to live for 70 years? Vachlis menen, you're going to have to eat from this fruit? Now Rabbeinu Zal explains, Choruv, a carob, zebechinas zokein. That represents the concept of an elder, bechinas atik. The concept of atik that we discussed earlier in the Torah, this old, old age. Atik means very old, ancient. Atik refers to the highest levels of the light of Hashem. Keser, Chochmen Bina, they're referred to as atik sometimes. And now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki choruv hu baroshim. Because choruv, which means carob, also alludes to baroshim, cypress bush. Shehu bechinas Mordechai, we find that sometimes in the Gemara, charuvin are referred to as broshim. Shehu bechinas Mordechai, which corresponds to Mordechai Hatzadik. Kama yisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, tachas hanatzutz yale b'roish. There's a pasuk that says, in place of the briar will rise a cypress. And the Gemara says that means in place of Haman. Haman is referred to as Natsutz, like a thorny type of bush, will rise forth Beroish. And the Gemara says, Beroish ze Mordechai. The cypress, that refers to Mordechai, who is called Besamim Roish. Mordechai hu bechinas Rav Chesed. And we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Mordechai had Tzadik represents the concept of Rav Chesed, one of the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, which is V'Rav Chesed. And Rav Chesed kihem b'mispar hashove. Rav Chesed is bigimatria Mordechai. Shehu b'chinas atik. This term Rav Chesed refers to Atik. We know that there's Chesed. Chesed is the highest of the seven lower spheres. So Chesed represents the 70 faces of the Torah that are represented by the seven lower spheres, Chesed through Malchus. Rav Chesed means we're leaving the seven lower ones, we're going into the three upper ones that are called Atik. And that the Arizal tells us that Mordechai HaTzadik was so great that he was this Bechina of Rav Chesed, this Bechina of Atik, a very, very high level. Hainu Shero Echod Shoisek Besipuri Maisis Shoshonim Kadmonias. When the Gemara tells us that Chayne Amagol saw someone planting a carob tree, planting a tree that takes 70 years to produce its fruit, this means he saw a person who was telling over stories from ancient times, stories that are beyond 70, that kind, Shein Bechinas Atik, which are these ancient stories. V'sho'a lo'isoi, and Chayne Amagol asked this person, Mi pshitoloch de chayis shivin shnin? Chayis ze bechinas his oirus ashena. Is it obvious to you that you're going to live 70 years? Rabbi Nazal says the word chayis, live, ze bechinas his oirus ashena. That represents waking up from sleep. Because we know the Gemara tells us that sleep is 1/60th of death. So sleep is Bechinas Miso. Rav Nosson Zal mentions this many times in the Kutei Halachos. Sleep represents, it's a taste of death. And here he's, Chayne Magal said to this person, Mi Choyis, Bechinas His Oirus Hashena, Bechinas Dibur Anal. Have you already lived 70 years? Meaning, Klum Bochanto Lo Oirer, Al Yidei Sipuri Maisis Shal Bekerev Shonim? Have you already attempted to wake people up, to inspire people, by telling them stories of recent times? That now you've gone to this whole other level, this level of Sipuri Maizis Mishonim Kadmonias? Have you already tried the lighter medicine, the stories of more recent times? And then he added the words, V'achlis Minayu, and eat from this? Do you expect to live 70 years and be able to eat from this fruit? Rabbi Nazal says, "Va'achlis minayu, haynu bechinas min hamutur lepicha." This goes back to something we learned earlier, that when a person is involved in trying to wake people up from sleep, in trying to inspire people, he has to be careful to avoid a student that's enoy hogon, an improper type student. That just like when you're writing a Sefer Torah, you're only allowed to write it on parchment that comes from a kosher species of animal. The Gemara says, min hamutter lepicha, something that's mutter that you're allowed to take into your mouth. Hainu, sheyu dvorecho nishmoim, meaning, are you being careful that your words should really be listened to? Meaning, sheyu hatalmidim hagunim, are you watching out to make sure that you're teaching students that are really worthy of being taught, that qualify? Now Rabbi Nassau explains, goes back and paraphrases and explains. Hainu sheshoaloi soi, Chayne Amagol asked this person, Eichato oisek lesaper sipurim aisyes gevoyo iskaela, how can you engage in telling over stories on such a high level, shelshonim kadmonios, stories of ancient times, shemo yishmu talmidim sheinam agunim? It's possible that students who aren't really worthy will hear you. She'enam bechinas min amutu lepicha. They are not from a species that's permitted to your mouth, meaning they're not kosher students. V'chikvar nisiso u'bochanto lo'erer al-dei supray ma'isi shal bekerav shonim. Have you already tried and tested inspiring people using stories of recent times? Shehem betoich hashivim shonam, which means they're within the 70 years. Shehem bechinas hashivim shponim shel Torah, meaning they're within the standard 70 interpretations of the Torah. And have you already succeeded in inspiring people, waking people up from their spiritual sleep using these lower level stories, the stories of recent times? So that your words reached worthy students, who correspond to a parchment that comes from an animal that's kosher, that you're allowed to eat. And you ate from it. That now you're attempting to go to a much higher level, to go to the higher level stories, which are the stories of ancient times. How are you not afraid to tell over stories on such a high level? What if possibly students will hear who are not worthy, and then you'll be committing a grave sin, a grave crime? Omar Lei, so this person responded to Chayni Amagol and said, Ano alma becharuva ashkachte. I discovered the world, when I came into the world, I found carob trees. Hainu, shafilu shasaper sipure maisi sholshonum karmaniyois. Meaning that this person was responding and saying, even if I will tell over stories from ancient times, Shehim b'chinas charuvim, which are compared to these carobs, Ani yochol lohavi b'chinas shikha, I have the ability to impose a forgetfulness, Shehatalmidim she'enam agunim yenishkach mehem, so that those students who are not worthy will not retain what I teach them, but rather they'll forget it immediately. Hainu, and now we have a little explanation here, as we explained earlier, a tzaddik who is involved in inspiring people, waking them up out of their spiritual sleep by telling these holy stories, Hashem himself protects that tzaddik, Shedvorov Yihu Nishkochin Milev Hatalmidim Shainam Agunim, that his words should be forgotten from the hearts of those students who are not worthy to be studying this. And now the man went on to say, Ki Hechi Deshasli Li Avosi, just like my forefathers planted for me, Ano Nami Shasli Livnoi, I'm planting for my children. Hainu, Kimoi shehoilidu oisi alidei sipurei maisis, just like I was born by stories being told. Bibichinas, as we learned earlier, that when a woman is barren, when a woman can't have children, one of the things that opens her up, that gives her the ability to have children, and also opens up the mouths of those people who were mute, those people who couldn't hear, couldn't speak, it opens them up. Bechinas lahatir pe'ilmim, lahatir pe'akoris kanal. We learned this earlier in the Torah, about opening up the mouths of those who are mute, opening up the openings of women who are barren. Hochinami shasli livnoi. So just like I came into the world through Sipurei Maaseis, so too, hainu shalidei zeh, gam kein noilodin boneinu alidei zeh. Our children will also be born through these stories being told. And it's important to note, I don't think I mentioned it yet, that Rabbeinu Zal, when he told the 13 stories that he told, the Sipurei Maaseis, Rabbeinu Zal said he wanted it to be printed in Yiddish specifically, so that those women who need to have children will be able to read these stories. In those days, the vernacular was Yiddish, and this will be reading these stories will be able to help them to be able to produce children. This is a known item in Breslov, that the Sipurei Maaseis of Rabbeinu Zal, they are referred to as Sipurei Maaseis Mishonim Kadmoinios, these ancient stories which have the power to help a woman who's barren be able to have children. Back inside, Pirush, again clarifying, She'omar loy, this man said to Choyni Amagol, Shehu muchruch lesaper sipuri maisis koelu, that he must tell over these stories. Why? Bishvil pidas akoros, in order to enable those women who need to be able to have children, that they should be able to. Ki kemoisha avoisai osku besipuri maisis, because just as my forefathers were involved in sipuri maisis, vaydeze nimshach ha'hoylodo, and this brought about birth, b'chinas p'kida sakorois, this gave women, barren women, the ability to give birth, shaydeze hoylidu oisi, and that's how I was born. Kein anit zorech lohoylid esbonai alideze, I also need to produce my own children through this, through telling these stories. Ki ikar ha'hoylodo nimshach alidei sipurei maisis kanal. Because the main concept of birth, of giving birth, is brought about through these, telling over these stories. Vezehu ki hechi deshasle li avohosi, hochanami shasle libnoi. Just like my father's planted for me, I'm planting for my children. Note once again that our Torah, the entire Chumash Bereishis, is stories. These stories, Mishonim Kadmonios. Half of Chumash Shemais is stories, these ancient stories. Now the Gemara goes on to say, Korach Rivsa, Choni Amagol sat down to eat a meal, Asile Shinsa, and he was overcome with a drowsiness, Venayim, and he fell into a deep sleep. Hainu she'ochal sudosoi. This means that Choni Amagol ate his meal. Valyidei ho'achilo bo'olov sheino v'nayim. And by eating, he fell into this deep sleep. Hainu she'nofal b'china sheino l'fi erech madregosoi alyidei ho'achilo. This means that Choni Amagol, on his level, we're talking about one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, on his level, the achila caused him to fall into a sleep. We had learned before that there are times that a person falls, experiences a yerida or an afila by eating. Just like there are foods that wake people up, that give people bursts of energy, there are foods that put people to sleep. We had it in yesterday's Haftorah, in Parshas Beshalach. We read the Haftorah regarding Devoira, Hanaviah, and Borok going out to do battle against Sisra. And Sisra ends up going into the tent of Yael, and he's very thirsty. And he says to Yael, please, please, give me water to drink. He became thirsty because she had given him cheese to eat. And then she compounded it with warm milk, and that combination of cheese and warm milk is a sleeping pill. That put him asleep, and that gave her the ability to start the process of killing him, Sisra. Kimavur Leel, as we explained earlier in the Torah, Shelefomim alideihu achilo yochoy lipoy lebechina sheino kanal, that there are times where by eating a person can fall into a sleep, into a disconnect, a distance from Hashem, a taste of death. Interesting to note that this week we're going to celebrate Tu Bishvat, which the Gemara calls Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, where we celebrate the fruit, especially the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. And I had the privilege this Shabbos of learning a chapter in Likutei Halachos, in Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchas HaPeiros, Halacha Dalet, where Rav Nosson Zal speaks incredibly about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, about the Shiva Saminim, giving incredible insights to the significance of eating these holy foods. When a person eats it properly, when a person makes the bracha on it properly, that this gives the person the ability to connect to the Noyam Ho'elyoin, the highest level of sweetness of Hashem Kaviyachon, this Atik. Okay, so now the Gemara continues, Hodrole Mishunisa, a grotto formed around Choni, Hainu bechinas hasivuvim v'hademyonos shemechazrin v'soivevin sove b'shas hashena. This refers to the fantasies and the different thoughts that surround a people and circle a person when he's sleeping. You know, the dreams that a person has, all kinds of fantasies and all kinds of things that encircle him during his sleep. V'loyoda b'riyosa. And no one knew that he was there. No one knew that Chayni HaMagal was in this rock, in a sense. Ki ha'olam ein makirin b'mishu b'b'china shena. Because as Rabbeinu Zal mentioned earlier, when you have a religious Jew who's learning and davening, people look at him and they think, wow, he's as alive as anybody could ever be. He's really living. He's living he davens and he learns, so he's fully alive. And Rabbeinu Zal said, they don't know that the person is really asleep. He's doing it without real chiyus. It looks to these people, it appears on the outside, by people who can't really see well, it looks to them like this person is davening and learning. Ube'emes, whereas in truth, hakoil hu bechinas shena. It's all in a sleep mode. The person is in sleep mode. I don't remember if I mentioned this before, but this is very special. After Rabbi Nachman was nifter, Rabbi Nosson Zal was a young man still. He was about 30 years old. And the last 8 years of his life, he had devoted completely to his kesher with Rabbeinu Zal. He was so deeply connected. And now suddenly his Rebbe is gone. And he was at a loss. He didn't know, what do I do now? What do I want to do now? And at one point he decided to go into the Beis Medrash to learn. Just to learn himself. He hadn't really had incredible quality time to devote to that before. Because he was so involved in the kesher with his Rebbe, raising the family and everything. So he writes, he went into the Beis Medrash learning, and he watched other people learning, young men, different people, and he saw, by looking carefully, he observed that some of the people in the city who were respected, they were looked up to, and people thought they're lamdan, and they're learning, mamish, sitting learning all day, he saw that it wasn't really the case, that they were in sleep mode, they weren't really, really learning. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that at one point in time, he got to engage them in conversation a little. He spoke to them, and some of them opened up to him and revealed to him that they felt that something really missing in their lives. And he spoke to them at length. He told them over stories and Divrei Torah from Rabbeinu Zal. And he writes that over a period of 6 months, he started gradually getting through to some of them. And he writes that finally one of them, who was in this sleep mode, got turned on and started learning for a period of, I think it was 2-3 years, and learned through all 4 Shulchan Aruchs with tremendous fire, tremendous hislavus. And Rav Nosson Zal was thrilled that he was privileged to have a chelik in it, that number one, that he was able to observe and see that some of these people were in sleep mode, and by sharing with them some of the stories and insights about Rabbeinu Zal, things that he saw and heard, this inspired them, this injected them with adrenaline, with chiyus, that they started learning and davening on a completely different level. Now, the Gemara continues, Ki kom, when Chayni HaMagal woke up, Issar means he was aroused. Hainu bechinas his oirus milamato. This ties into what we learned earlier, that when a person wants to wake people up from their sleep, when he wants to inspire them, there must be an isarusa de lasata from the person himself. The person themselves has to show some iota of initiative, of a desire that they want, that they're thirsty, that they recognize that they have a problem. I remember my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avrecha, emphasized that in order to help a person who needs help, there are 3 prerequisites. Number one, the person has to know and recognize and realize that they need help. Number two, the person has to want to be helped. Number three, the person has to believe that they can be helped. If those criteria are there, if those three criteria are met, then it's possible to help a person even in the worst circumstances. And if not, chas v'shalom, then it's a problem. So here it says, Kikom, when Chayne Magal woke up, Isar, he was inspired, he was aroused. Chas yilahu gavro docho me'ay charuva. And then he saw a man eating carob from the tree. Hainu shero oisoy oisek besipurim aisisanal. Again, he saw a person involved in Sipure Maisius, in telling stories, as we said before. The Ochal Mehem, and he was eating from them, meaning that these were kosher. He was telling stories to people who were worthy, who were qualified to listen. Minamutu lepicha, from what's kosher to your mouth. Omar le, so Choyne Amagel said to the person, Yedato mon shaste lehai charuva, do you know who planted this carob tree? Hainu shemeizes man hu sipur amaisa zois? Do you know how far back this story dates? Kievsher shechot mesapre maise shoyo kvar ubemes loyhoyo kim lifne arba shonim. Because there are times it's possible for a person to think he's telling a story from ancient times, but really it's a story from recent times, within the past 4 years. Omar lei, so this person responded, Avua Daba, my grandfather. Hainu Bechinas Zokein, this means an elder, Bechinas Atik, ancient. Hainu Sheheshev Loi, this person responded, Sha Sipure Maisius Shoisipohem, Hem Sipure Maisius Mishal Shanum Kamonios. The stories that I am involved in are ancient stories. Shem Bechinas Zokein, Bechinas Atik Kanal. Omar, so Choyne Amagel said, Vadai Naimi Li Shivin Shnin. Then I've surely fell asleep for 70 years. Hainu Shebevadai Nofal Abachina Shena Mikola Shivin Ponim Shemichne Shivin Shonim. That he definitely had fallen into an aspect of sleep, a disconnect from all 70 faces of the Torah, which correspond to 70 years. And in fact, Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos that the pasuk in Tehillim, which says Yemei Shnoisenu Vehem Shivim Shana, that our lives are 70 years, the basic lifespan of a person is 70 years, that's in order that a Jew should be able to connect to the 70 faces of the Torah. Every year a Jew is supposed to go higher and have the ability to connect to one of the 70 faces of the Torah. Now the Gemara goes on to say, Choso lechamre de koyol dole ramchi ramchi. Choyne Amagel saw that his donkey had given birth to several generations of mules. Hainu bechinas ashirus. This represents wealth. Donkey is a symbol of wealth. Bechinas, as we quoted all the way in the beginning of the Torah, Yisochor chamoyer gorem. That Yisochor is compared to a laden donkey, and the Targum says, Atir benichsen, wealthy with possessions, a lot of possessions. Kyalideze nimshach ashirus godol kanal. Because through these stories, this leads to tremendous wealth. Kyalide sipuri maisesanal, through these kind of stories of ancient times. Shaideze ma'oirin me'ashena, which gives us the ability to wake up from spiritual sleep. Those people who are in a deep, deep sleep, this gives us the ability to release them from their state of being deaf and mute, and also to be able to release those women who are barren, who couldn't have children, to enable them to produce children. Nizgale Yira, this leads to a revelation of Yira. We had seen earlier in the Torah, the Pasuk Chil Kayoleda, trembling like a woman in birth. So we see that birth is a concept of Yira. Validei HaYira Nimshach Arichas Yomim. And we learned earlier in the Torah that through Yira, a person draws upon himself long life. Bechinas Zokein, this concept of the elder, Bechinas Tikunei Atik. We had quoted the pasuk earlier, Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim. that fear of Hashem expands a person's days, increases the life. And then the person is able to receive wealth into this long life. As we saw earlier in the Torah about Avram Avinu, Avram Zoken Bo Bayomim, Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol. He was old, he was blessed with long life, and Hashem blessed him with everything. He had tremendous wealth. With this, we complete the interpretation of the story with Choyne Amagol. Now, Rabbi Nassau goes back to what he started the Torah with, which was a piece from the Zohar Kodesh, from the Idra Kadisha, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is revealing some of the deepest secrets to his students. We'll finish this piece, and I hope we'll still have a few minutes for questions, if anybody has. And this is what it says in the Zohar HaKodesh, Posach Rabbi Shimon Vomar. Rabbi Shimon opened up and said, Ace, there's a posuk, Ace la'asos Lashem, there's a time to do for Hashem, Heferu Torasecha. When the Torah has been put aside, and Rabbi Shimon said, Amai Ace la'asos Lashem, why is it a time to do for Hashem? The answer is, Mishum deheferu toirosecha, because they have pushed aside the Torah. What does this mean? Torah deleila. This refers to the highest level of Torah, the Torah of Atik in a sense. Deihi mizbatla, which becomes nullified, ilo yisavet betikun ador, if we don't involve ourselves in this tikun. And then the Zohar HaKodesh says, "Ulaatik yoimin itmar," and "Ulaatik yoimin itmar." This is referring to Atik yoimin, that level called Atik, ancient. Then the Zohar HaKodesh continues. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "There's a pasuk that says, Ashrecha Yisrael mi kamoicha. How happy are you, Klal Yisrael? Who can compare to you?" So the pasuk says about the Jewish nation, Ashrecha, and there's another pasuk, Mi kamoicha ba'elam Hashem. Hashem, who in the world is as powerful as you? Koro l'Rabbi Elozer Brei, Rabbi Shimon called his son Rabbi Elozer, Oisvei Kamei, and he seated him right next to him. Ul Rabbi Abba, and then Rabbi Shimon called Rabbi Abba Misitra Achra, and he seated him on his other side, or in back of him. Rabbi Abba was the scribe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He's the one who actually wrote the Shiurim. Va'omar, and Rabbi Shimon said to the two of them, Anan Klola Dekoila, we represent everything. We three are Koilel everything. Ad Kan Istaknu kayomin. Up to now, certain tikkunim have been accomplished. Ishtiku. They were all silent. Shamu kola. And they heard a sound, a heavenly sound. Va'arkivuson doledon akshon. And their knees were knocking together from fear. My kola. What was this sound that they heard? It was the sound of the heavenly gathering that was gathering together. These were the heavenly neshamos and the malachim that were coming down to join in, to listen in and participate in the shir that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was about to give. Then he continues to say, Do Torah deleila. This is the supernal Torah, a very high level of Torah. The mizbatla, which would become nullified, Eloi isavet betikun ador, if we were not involved in this tikun. Which tikun? Ula atik yoimin itmar. The tikun of atik yoimin. The tikun of old age. Hainu, Torah deleila. What this is saying is that there's a certain very high level of Torah, Shehi bechinas hisboinenu sanal, which Rabbeinu Zal mentioned all the way in the beginning of this chapter, where he spoke about his boinenus haTorah, a very high, deep level of Torah, shehu mizbatel, which becomes nullified, ve'eino yochoy l'skayim, it cannot exist, im eino inasa ide b'chinas tikunim anal, if it isn't achieved and supported by the tikkunim that we discussed throughout this Torah, shehim bechinas tikkunei atik, which are the tikkunim of this atik, of this hizboinus haTorah, bechinas arichus yomim, such as the concept of long life. We said before that in order for a person to be able to achieve this hizboinus haTorah, it requires great wealth, and in order to have great wealth, a person needs arichus yomim, this long life, this longevity of life, the yira, which leads to arichus yomim. Then the Zohar HaKadosh went on to say, k'siv ashrecho Yisrael mikamoicha, there's one pasuk says, ashrei to the Jews, who's like you, mikamoicha, it says about the Jewish people, and then it says about Hashem, mikamoicha ba'ilam Hashem. Ze bechinas isarusa de lesata. These two psukim are showing us that first we need an arousal from below. First, Klal Yisrael has to show initiative. Ashrecho Yisrael, shehu shevach shel Yisrael hamisoyrim milamata. This is the praise of the Jewish people who show initiative from below. Bechinas Ashrecho Yisrael mikomoicha. V'yachar kach hu isarusa deleila. And when we show initiative, then there's the response from above, the response of Hashem, sheze bechinas mi chamoicha ba'ilam Hashem, who is like you, Hashem. Just like the pasuk, shuvu elai v'yashuv aleichem. Hashem says, you return to me, and I'll return to you. Then it said, korol Rabbi Elazar brei, Rabbi Shimon called his son Rabbi Elazar and seated him next to him, and he called Rabbi Abba also, v'omar, and he said, anan klolo dekoyla. We represent the whole picture. We are koilel everything. Hainu bechina shleimus hayira. We spoke about this earlier in this chapter, that when you have a Rebbe and a father and a son, you have all three aspects of yira. Shleimus hayira, shehu alidei bechina shloisha kavin, which operates through three channels. Bechinas moira shamayim, Umoira Horav, Umoira Voim. We discussed the respect that even the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, has to have for Hashem. That's called Moira Shamayim. Then we discussed the respect that the student has for the rabbi, which is Moira Horav. And then we spoke about the respect that children have for parents, Moira Avaim. Nimtza, Shalidei Rabbi Shimon, V'Rabbi Elozo Benoi, V'Rabbi Abba Talmidoi, Nishlam Hayira. So by these three being together, Rabbi Shimon, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Abba and the father of Rabbi Elazar, by these three being together, the Yira can be Bishleimus, Shaydezer Bo Arichas Yomim, which leads to Arichas Yomim. We quoted the Pasuk, Yira Sashem Toisif Yomim, Bechinas Tikunei Atik, which is this Tikun of Atik, of the elder, of old age. Then it said, Ishtiku, they were silent. Shamu kola, and they heard a sound. Hainu she'oison she'hoyu. What this is teaching us is, Hainu she'oison she'hoyu bebechina shtika. Those people who were in a state of silence, they were mute. Bechinas ilmim. They couldn't speak. Alidei bechina shena, because they had fallen into a spiritual sleep. Shamu kola. Suddenly, they were able to hear. We heard the sound, and we learned before that hearing the deaf and the mute go together usually in the Gemara. If they were able to hear, it means they were able to speak also. Hainu bechinas isoirus hashena. This represents the concept of being awakened from the sleep, being taken out of the sleep. Bechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Zako mandemalel aludne deshoma. Fortunate is the one who speaks to ears that are listening. Again, this is telling us that as a result of all of these tikkunim, the people that were in a sleep state were taken out of his sleep. They couldn't speak. They were given the ability now to hear and speak. Va'arkevusei doladon akshon. And our knees were knocking together. Ze bechinas hoylodo. This represents the aspect of producing children. Bechinas zivug hagufni. The union of the bodies. Kalidei his oirus hasheno. Because we learned earlier that by waking people out of their sleep, shehu bechinas lahatir pe'ilmim, which means to release those people who are mute, who couldn't speak, to give them the ability to speak, through this, we also release those women who are barren, who couldn't produce children. We saw earlier in the Torah that Rabbeinu Zal had quoted from the Sifrei Kabbalah that the union of the mouths, the kissing, comes before the union of the bodies. Then the Zohar Kodesh says, my kolo, what was this sound that they heard? Kolo dechnufya ilo demiskanfi. This was the sound of the heavenly gathering that was gathering together. Hainu bechinas sipure maisis. This refers to the telling over of stories. Shemalbishin. The word knufya means gathering. And the word konof also means a wing, as we'll see in a moment. Hainu bechinas sipure maisis. This represents the stories shemalbishim bohem esaponim shel Torah kanal, in which the tzaddikim hide the different faces of the Torah. We learned earlier that sometimes when a person is spiritually asleep, you can't start teaching them Torah directly. You can't start telling them halachas and things like that. You have to first start with something much lighter, like stories. And the tzaddikim are able to conceal in the stories, they're able to hide the ponim shel Torah, the different messages of the Torah. Ki hislapshus, because the term hislapshus, covering, dressing, hu bechinas konof, is associated with the term konof, which means wing. Taking somebody under your wing is like a father who covers his children with his talis during Birchas Kohanim. Sometimes you'll see a young boy go under his father's talis so he shouldn't look when the Kohanim are duchening. That's this hislapshus, that's this konof. Bechinas, as it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Voloi konef oid moirecho. Your master will no longer hide himself. He won't be covered up. So we see the word konof here means covering. So the Sipurei Maisis, these stories, are actually a cover for the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. And through this covering, by these Sipurei Maisis being used to cover up the clear revelation of Torah, through this we're able to wake people up who are spiritually asleep, and these people start talking. They can start, begin to talk. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ubal kenofayim yage dovor. The Baal Knofayim, the master of the wings, will speak a word, will speak the word. So we see the connection between the Knofayim. Knofayim represent the stories, which are a covering. They're covering up, they're hiding inside of them the light of the Torah, and that leads to Yage Dovor. That leads to waking people up from sleep, releasing those people who couldn't speak before. They were deaf and dumb, and now suddenly we inject life into them, and they're able to speak. Any questions?
Yes, that when a person is learning of one of the Maitzias or reading the Maitzias, they shouldn't introduce the Pirushim because that sort of counteracts this idea of the hidden effect that the Maitzias have on the person?
Not really, because with all the Pirushim, the stories are still very, very, very hidden. the Pirushim are tiny, tiny little specks of revelation compared to the incredible quantity, the 99.9% that's still very, very hidden, that's covering.
Rabbi Maimon, I have a question.
Please.
Why is it that we use the Torah as a symbol or an analogy for Torah itself, for Peros, for what is it about trees itself in their physical aspects and what we perceive that lends itself to all these analogies?
What is it in trees that lends itself to the analogy of being symbolic of the Torah, you mean? Is that it?
We use the tree for the symbolic of the stories in this case.
How? How is that? Ah, the tree, so the bucks
of the... The tree was around for 70 years, the 70 facets.
Exactly, exactly. The Torah is called Eitz Chaim, a tree of life. And remember, this goes back to the creation, that there were two trees, and there was an Eitz HaChayim in Gan Eden, and there was an Eitz Hadas Toivora. It seems that this term tree is very, and again, the Sforim HaKdoshim speak about it. The word Ilan, Aleph Yud Lamed Nun, is Bigimatria, Omein, which is the union of Yud Ke Vav Ke and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It represents the union of body and soul, in a sense. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Shem Ho'etzim. That's the name of Hashem that we can't pronounce. That's the hidden name of Hashem, in a sense. We only see it. We can't verbalize it. And Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the verbalization, the revelation of Hashem's name. The concept of a body and soul. So an Elon, a tree, represents a person on one hand. We say again, Ki ha'odom eitz hasodeh, and a tree also, that the fact that a tree gives life, we draw life from the fruit of a tree. We saw before that pasuk from Yecheskel Anovi, where it mentioned that a stream flows forth from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it waters the trees, and we said that the fruit of the tree represented the actual revelation of Torah, and the leaves of the tree represented the Sipurei Maisius, you know, that, and they're all medicinal, they're all healing, they all have a tremendous curing power. It seems that the tree, again, has tremendous symbolism with the roots being underground, hidden, that you don't see the roots necessarily, and yet the whole life of the tree is defined by its connection to its roots. Just like a person's connection, we are connected to our roots, to our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Hope that helped a little.
That was very, very helpful.
Great. Any other questions? This Torah was very, very, very deep. And there's a lot of Likutei Halachos on it, and there's a Likutei Tefilos, especially if a person has access to the Likutei Tefilos, when you read the chapter 60 in Likutei Tefilos, which corresponds to this Torah, it'll pull it all together. It'll make the connections for you to show how each thing here, how we're asking Hashem to give us A so that we can get to B, which will help us get to C, you know, to connect, to reconnect the entire Torah. Should be zeicher to understand it as much as we can on our levels, and it should bring us closer to Hashem and closer to Tzadikim.
Sure.
But have a wonderful week, Tu Bishvat, and next Sunday, Yirtzeh Hashem, I'll be in London, I'll be in England. I'm going to see, I'm not sure yet, if I have the opportunity to give the shiur, I'll try my best to give it from there. If not, I'll try to make sure to send out a notification before.
Sure.
Please, all the best.